This is a Tri-Cities hometown story on News Radio 610 KONA. Brought to you by your local Sun Pacific Energy Shell Sun Market stores. Here's host Rob Ellsworth.
We're here with Dave Zabel from the city of Pasco. Dave, tell us a little bit about you. Where did you grow up, go to school, things like that?
So early childhood was in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And my dad was a career sailor. And we were stationed out at the time I was about 8 years old, we were stationed out at NAS Sandpoint, just in Seattle there. Lived in Lake City a few years. Closed down NAS Sandpoint. We, being a good Navy family, we moved up to Woodby, to the Naval Air Station up there. And he retired in Linwood. So I finished high school in Linwood, going to Meadowdale High School. And Yeah, and I enlisted in the Navy and did a tour myself and spent some time in the reserves afterwards.
So, Dave, what education and training did you go through in becoming a city manager?
Yeah, I'm still going through that, by the way.
Every day?
Every day, yeah. No, there's always a lot to learn. I think that's one of the great things about the career is that, there's never any shortage of things to learn. And if you like learning, it's a fun place to be. But formally, I have a Bachelor of Science degree in Public Administration as well as a Master's in Public Administration from the UW.
Okay. So did you go to University of Washington right after your time in the Navy?
I actually started a career in local government. So I guess I'd say I worked my way through school on both those degrees. So I had my bachelor's degree. I think I finished that up around 29 years old,
okay.
28. And my master's degree, I took some time off, raised kids, did things like that. And finished that in my early 40s.
So how did you find the Pasco city manager position, or how did Pasco come find you?
I've been a career local government professional in Washington State since 1980. So, I mean, it is something you kind of keep an eye on. I had noticed that Gary had put his retirement papers in, and I've known Gary for 20 years before he retired.
Oh, really?
Just okay. Professionally, I knew Gary Crutchfield, and he and I had chatted about Pasco in the past. I had actually one time considered applying here for the public works director job years and years ago. But regional recruiter that the city had hired, he and I had chatted about it. It's kind of an interesting story because I wound up not applying for it at the time.
Okay.
And I had talked to the executive recruiter in about April, and much earlier than that. Let's just say earlier in the I talked to the executive recruiter early in the process, and after it closed, I didn't apply. He called me up a few weeks later, and Dave, I thought you were going to apply, and I said, well, Greg, I'm, you know, really pretty happy where I'm at right now, and. One of the things Greg had told me was it was going to be an easy gig, you know, that the city was in great shape and, you'd be able to just walk into something that wasn't much of a headache at all.
You're not walking into a fire or anything.
Right.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, that didn't sound appealing to me. You know, you spend your career getting your education and developing all that experience, you don't really want to go to a place and not have a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be able to apply what you've learned and
sure.
and through your experience and education. And so that's actually the reason I didn't apply in the first round. And I talked to Greg. Greg convinced me to come over and take a look around, and I did. I spent some time in the community looking at infrastructure and reading newspapers, mm-hmm. actually talking to folks downtown and out in the community, even out in the donut hole, you know, talking
yeah.
to folks. I didn't tell them who I was. I just kind of asked them about their community and kind of got their thoughts. And, it really intrigued me, you know, what folks felt the issues were. And so I wound up applying and ultimately was successful in being appointed back in June of 2014.
We'll be back with Dave Zabel right after these messages.